This is Kay Lindsay for WBAI, and I am talking to Lieutenant George Aponte of the New York Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party was founded about 2.5 years ago by Huey Newton and Bobby Seale in Oakland, California, a city once described as the All-American City in Look magazine, a description debated by a few people even today. Mr. Ponte, would you talk about the formation of the Black Panther Party and its original intentions and activities?
Well, to start off, the Black Panther Party started off as a self-defense organization in California. In California, there was a very real problem of police brutality. So, brothers Huey P. Newton, who's Minister of Defense of the Black Panther Party, and brother Bobby Seale, who is the chairman of the Black Panther Party, they got together themselves and decided that something had to be done about the problems of police brutality, and also about something had to also be done about the numerous other problems confronting black people in the black community out in California. So Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton organized something like 50 street brothers. These were brothers that came right off the streets. They didn't have too much of, you could say that most of them were not college graduates. They were not intellectuals as such. But these were brothers that were like hustlers, pimps, you know. And they organized these brothers. And this was the start of the Black Panther Party in California.
What, excuse me, I just want to ask you a little bit about Bobby Seale and Huey Newton. What kind of background did they come from? Were they not of the street? And if so, what kind of approach did they use to organize?
Bobby Seale's and Huey P. Newton were what you might call street brothers that had a college education, you know, but they were still street brothers. In other ways, they were still able to relate to the young black men in the black colony. And they were able to, talk that talk, you know.
And walk
they
that
were,
walk.
Right, and walk that walk. And this was the type of, the type of appeal that they had. And because of them being able to relate to these brothers off the street, they were able to organize 50 young black men that were ex-jitterbugs, ex-gangsters, ex-pimps, etc. And also, they were able to organize into the Black Panther Party brothers with a pretty heavy background, you know, in terms of PhDs and the amount of schooling they had, and also being college graduates. In other ways, they were also able to get these type of brothers into the Black Panther Party. And so they started out, like I said, with about 50 of these brothers, and they put them in uniform. The Black Panther uniform consisted of a black beret, a black leather jacket, powder blue shirts, black pants, and black shoes. And they politically educated these brothers. In other words, they politically educated them to what the real problems were in the black community, and also how they would be able to deal with these problems. And Huey P. Newton was the architect of what we call our 10-point program. It was with this 10-point program, which was based on their needs and desires of black people throughout the black communities, that that they were able to appeal to black people. In other ways, like, you know, like when a black person looked at the 10-point program, they found very little, you know, to disagree with, simply because each one of the points of the 10-point program was, actually, let me run it down to you so that way you
Please.
Know exactly just what I'm talking about. Point number one of the 10-point program of the Black Panther Party says that we want freedom. We want the power to determine the destiny of our black community. Point number two says that we want full employment for black people. Point number three, We want an end to the robbery by the white man of our black community. Point number four. We want decent housing fit for human beings. Point number five. We want education that exposes the true nature of this racist, decadent society, an education that teaches us our true role in present-day society and our true history. Point number six. We want all black men to be exempt from military service. Point number seven says that we want an end. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Point number eight. We want all black men to be released from federal, state, county, and local prisons and jails. Point number nine. We want all black people to be judged by a jury of their own peer group. In other words, peer is someone from your same socioeconomic background, somebody that comes from the black community. Point number 10, we want land, bread, decent housing, justice, and peace. And also as our major political objective, we want a United Nations held a supervised plebiscite to be held throughout the black communities so that we might be able to determine the will of black people. That is the 10-point program of the Black Panther Party.
Well, it seems, or it has seemed, from what most people have read from the newspapers and magazines and whatnot, that most of your publicized activities have had to do with ending police brutality. So let's get that out of the way, first of all, because you said the party formed to as a self-defense organization. And, I mean, I recognize that need. It seems, though, that the extent of the brutality and the enforcement of this kind of behavior on the part of the police department by city and state government, indeed the federal government, seems to be putting you in some kind of bind, and as though you'll never, you know, get to work with any of the other points.